alone to do and.
This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. In Belarus, opposition politician Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya today called on her backers to step up their strikes at factories across the country to force a new presidential election and not to be deterred by intimidation. Belarus, a former Soviet republic, is facing its biggest political crisis since the breakup of the USSR. Tens of thousands of demonstrators are proclaiming that longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko's re-election this month was rigged and is illegitimate. Lukashenko, who's been in power for a quarter century, rejects any new vote despite the growing political unrest. Russian political opposition activist Alexei Navalny remains in a coma at a hospital in Siberia, where Russian doctors say they found no signs that Navalny was poisoned. Meanwhile, his allies say the Kremlin is preventing a medical evacuation to Germany, saying that puts Navalny's life in mortal danger because the hospital treating him is under-equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny, a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, became violently ill after drinking tea that his supporters say was laced with poison. En route back to Moscow, his flight made an emergency landing in the Siberian city of Tomsk. Navalny's wife, Yulia, and his spokeswoman, Kira Yarmish, spoke out against the Kremlin after the chief doctor at the hospital treating Navalny said moving him would put his life at risk because his condition is unstable. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has accepted the Democratic nomination for president, promising to be what he called an ally of the light and someone who would unite the nation. Speaking to a virtual audience because of the pandemic, Biden said, quote, "I give my word. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. Make no mistake," he said. "United we can and will overcome this season of darkness in America." The 77-year-old Biden spoke of returning the United States to its traditional leadership role in the world in a speech designed to present a sharp yet hopeful contrast with President Donald Trump. Biden focused on helping Americans grapple with the COVID-19 crisis and its related economic damage. This is VOA News. Next week, the Republican Party will renominate President Trump. That convention, too, will be a shadow of what once was planned, given the pandemic. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has so far lost more than 174,000 lives to COVID, with a case count approaching 5.6 million. The next three worst-hit nations, Brazil, Mexico, and India, between them, have recorded more than 250,000 lives lost. Their combined cases, almost 34 million. Worldwide numbers, nearly 23 million cases, and a death toll closing in on 794,000. Doctors in most public hospitals in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, are on strike today, protesting salary delays and a lack of protective equipment for treating patients who may have COVID-19. The Secretary General for Kenya's medical practitioners, pharmacists, and dentists say 320 doctors employed by the Nairobi County government were taking part in the work stoppage. Kenya suffered more than 31,000 coronavirus cases. The fatality count ranges from 500 to 800, depending on the source of the information. In Morocco, King Mohammed VI said his country could return to a complete coronavirus lockdown as cases continue to spike. The warning came as a jump in infections has hit the once bustling tourist hub of Marrakesh, where strained health services have led to protests by medical staff in recent days. New cases nationally have surged to more than 1,000 a day since Morocco lifted a strict three-month-long lockdown in late June. Morocco has recorded almost 48,000 virus cases and 775 deaths. South Korean officials are warning that a cluster of COVID cases in Seoul is threatening to spread after thousands of people attended a rally by conservative political groups last week. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 324 new cases, the highest daily count since early March. That brings the country's total to 16,670, with 309 deaths. In China, health authorities in Beijing have lifted a requirement for the use of face masks outdoors. This after the city reported 13 consecutive days without new COVID cases. The United States has moved to restore United Nations sanctions on Iran, including an arms embargo, citing Tehran's violation of a nuclear deal it struck with world powers in 2015, even though Washington itself abandoned that agreement 2 years ago. The United States submitted a letter to the 15-member UN Security Council accusing Tehran of noncompliance, starting a 30-day clock that could lead to so-called snapbacks of sanctions. All the remaining parties to the nuclear deal, Germany, France, Britain, Russia, and China, immediately notified the Security Council in letters seen by Reuters they do not recognize the U.S. move. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.